Magical Moon Cat, Moonbeans and the Dream Cafe. Written by Annie Dalton and read by Emma Weaver.
Jax daringly reached out with the tip of her finger and touched the little alien cat. Its fur was the softest thing she'd ever felt. Softer even than Mum's precious cashmere sweater. It seemed to Jax that she had waited for this moment her whole life. "I knew I'd find you one day," she whispered. "Did you know you'd find me?" Chapter 1. Pink Lightning in Goose Green. Jax stood on a wobbly chair, sticking up glow stars on the only part of the ceiling she could reach, the sloping part, just above her bed. She was wearing woolen leggings tucked into a pair of woolly socks and a knitted beanie pulled right down over her ears. It was supposed to be April, but the cold wind whistling through the cracked window frame made it feel like the middle of winter. Jax had had hundreds of glow stars where they'd lived before. Mum had found a star chart of Dad's, and they'd spent hours arranging the stars into proper constellations. This time Mum had only bought two measly packs. Jax was going to run out of stars any minute, but she went on stubbornly sticking and sticking because she didn't know what else to do. Jax's full name was Ellie Mae Jackson, but everyone called her Jax. Everyone except her mum. And Jax was still working on her. Jax was determined to be a world-famous scientist when she grew up. And you didn't hear of too many scientists called Ellie Mae. A week ago today, Jax's mum had brought her to live over a shabby little cafe in a run-down area called Goose Green. Mum wanted to turn it into a welcoming family place, where people could bring their kids and chat to their friends after they'd done their shopping. "It was such a bargain, I had to buy it," Mum told everyone. Once, long ago, Goose Green probably had real geese, a pond, and a village green. But times had changed. Jax had seen three trees since she got here, and none of them seemed like happy trees. "We didn't move for the trees," Mum said when Jax pointed this out. "We moved so we could have a better life." "I liked our old life," Jax had muttered under her breath. In fact, Dolly's Diner, even its name was depressing, Jax thought, was turning out to be not such a bargain after all. The builder had charged Mum a fortune for putting in stylish new windows, then left brick dust and rubble everywhere. The boiler had broken down the day they moved in. Mice were running around in the storeroom. There were a ton of things to put right before Mum could open for business. That's why Jax was upstairs sorting out her room by herself. She'd been up here for hours hanging up her clothes, deciding where to put Brad's fish tank, sticking up her favourite space posters. But this big, draughty room still didn't feel like hers. Jax was crossing her fingers that her new glow stars would do the trick. The chair gave a dangerous wobble as Jax stretched up to stick the last highest glow star. She jumped down to inspect her handiwork and almost cried. The stars just looked like silly bits of stuck-on plastic. Her new home was so depressing that even glow star magic couldn't work. Jax knew you didn't get to be a famous scientist by bursting into tears every time something went wrong. Swallowing hard, she scanned her room. Something was missing. Something really obvious. Suddenly, she knew what it was. Jax flew out to the landing, where stacks of boxes still waited to be unpacked. She found the box she needed, dragging it into her room. Before they moved, Mum had finally given in and let Jax have Dad's telescope. She carefully unpacked it, setting it up in front of her window. "Better," she thought, and gave the telescope a loving little stroke.